Blog Talk Radio.
Power of his might. Put on the whole armor of
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio.
worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahweh's Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host. My name, your seer, Israel, of the Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Revealing the Number of the Beast, 666 Part Number, Sign Up Edition Part 83, live broadcast, no doubt about it. So we're just going to get something going on. CIO is in the room, so we're going to party some dust as y'all watch, so we're going to bring our elder in and get something going on. And our other elder is going to tell you about the broadcast a little bit later. So what we do, we'll get something going on. We'll get off and running on tape number 83 by 10. Elder Yahdai Israel, lead teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah, right. Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, you know, we left off of some things because we got some problem with the other peoples of the children of Israel. And so we want to finally take a look at the order of things. And the children of Israel got to understand that Yahweh, he got an order about this thing, Elder. And if we don't do the order, and if we don't bring it to the attention about the order, it'll never be known. He had an order about this thing. He had an order when he picked who to do what in his book. So we're going to take a look at some few things that we need to know to be able to help others, Elder. But before we do all that live broadcasting, and we're going to look at Luke 12, verse 12. And we'll see which way he wants to take care of this children of the 12 tribes of Israel. He got an order that got to be put on tape. Let's see what's going on there, Elder, in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What's going on with that verse there, Elder?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And at very same hour, the righteous spirit would do. I believe that. And when we hear somebody put some Luke 12:12 on the table, you know I'm all ear. Because I know what that means. That means that you saying, Almighty, take over my lesson and make sure I'm guiding in the right direction. That's what you're saying. And that's a great thing. So now, Elmer Till. And the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 10, let's read a little bit and see what that's saying. In the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Let's see what that's talking about there, yo. Let's read a little bit of that. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 16, verse number 10 reads, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much."
You see that? And you taught on that, yo, about the thief. See, if you're going to be, you taught on a little bit that over the Sabbath day there, yo. So now, you got to watch the ones that's going to be ingest in, now read that again, yo, if I can get my thoughts on that again. Read that verse again, Luke 16, 10 again.
The book of Luke, chapter 16, verse number 10 reads, "It is faithful in that which is least, is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much."
So now being unjust in the least, that means Yahweh have blunt this thing out to you for better things to come. See, and if we don't take care of the least properly, how are we going to take care of the big business to come? Now, the big business is to come is in Revelation 2:25 down to verse 29. Yo, Yahweh Israel. The big business to come is when the Almighty Son returns, and in end time prophecy 2:25 to 29, let's find out what you got coming if you able to take care of small business about doing what he wants you to do right now. Look what your reward is in Revelation 2:25 to verse 29. What it say, Elder?
Book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 through 29 reads. Book of Revelation 2, verse number 25. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Verse 26. He that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, then will I give power over the nation. Verse 27. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of a potter shall they be broken into shivers, even as I received of my Father. Verse 28, I will give him the morning star. Verse 29, hear she that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregation of Israel.
So, again, your reward if you do this. Now, your reward if you overcome this thing, you got a reward. You're going to be ruling the nation. So now Paul, Elder, he went somewhere and he made a statement to the Ephesians, that's the northern kingdom, and a Frank of Judah. He made a profound statement that we can read. And Paul was rehearsing this righteous act in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And what did Paul say that we can read in Ephesians chapter 1, 4, and 5? Hey, Elder, what did he say that we can read in Ephesians 1, 4, and 5? What did he say?
The book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. Book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 4 reads. According as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, we should be righteous, without blame before him in love. Verse number 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahweh the Son to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Wait a minute. Now, Elder, you don't drop the bombshell by he don't say he don't chosen us. See, us have been chosen since the foundation of the world. Now that's big. See, that's big business you just said, Elder. So we got to go right to the precepts and find out, well, who was the us that have been chosen since the foundation of the world to take care of this business. So we got to go and check with the seer in the 45th chapter, verse 4, and see who was the us that have been chosen. You mean that is a people in the Bible that have been chosen since the foundation of the world to take care of this business. Now, the world needs to know this, Elder. Who have been chosen since the foundation of the world to take care of the Almighty Father, Son's business that we can read in 45 verse 4? What's their name, Elder? Come on.
The book of Isaiah 45, verse number 4 reads, for Israel, my servant's sake, Israel, my elect, have even called thee by thy name, have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me.
Israel is my elect. Now in 44, 1 down to verse 5, Elder, now you on something, Elder. Now you on stumbling upon something that we got to go down that bridge. Now, Sister B.S.J., Israel, you listen real good and take the notes every now and then. Huh? Take a little note. If a people been chosen since the foundation of the world, and ain't no way of getting around it. So those often to other things when it comes down to the Most High's business, You have to know the order of things, and the order got to be told to those that got ear to hear. It's a people that have been chosen since the foundation of the world. There ain't no way of getting around it. But matter of fact, stop off at Isaiah 41, 8 down to verse number, maybe 10 or 11, depends on what sounds good. Then we'll stroll over to 44 there, Elder, and we'll look at 1 down to verse 5. So now listen, Sister BSJ Israel, people in the Bible, I don't care what the circumstance is now, but it's been chosen since the foundation of the world. And once they wake up, the Almighty Yahweh is going to intervene. That's once the people that we identified have been chosen since the foundation of the world. 41, 8 down to verse 10. What is that to him?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. I believe you say 8 through 10.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. You can throw 11 in if you think we can grab a little 11. But try 41, 8 through 10, just get warmed up there, Elder. And if you see fit to ease in verse 11, hallelujah, we're on that. Come on.
The book of Isaiah 41, verse number 8 through 10 reads, Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 8, But thou Israel art my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse number 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, You are my servant. I have chosen you, and not cast you away. Verse number 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
And according to verse 11, Elder, and what did he say that we could really kind of put our hat on in verse number 11?
The book of Isaiah 41, verse 11 reads, Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
You hear that? So that's big talk there, Elder. So those that continue to strive with his chosen one. And he put a name on his chosen one is Israel. You are my servant. But we know today Israel now have become Israelis and all these things now. So we totally confused now. So that's why we got to go in this Bible and see what the order of things is. Because Israel of the Bible is something he's going to do that we can really put our hands on it according to Scripture. See, he left a mark on the Israel of the Bible. It's something they're going to do for you to really be enlightened according to 44, 1 through 6. So that's why you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. So he chose Israel, and Israel stands, we are the peoples in the land since 1948. Now they say, and the WCC said, now fear, we see you in that, we see that we should cut you off. That's what we should do for you, because now you should bring up some stuff that we ain't ready here right now. So if they cut me off there, Elder, you be ready to go what you know. Sorry to tell you, Elder. So be prepared. So now, what we just found out before the WCC rudely interrupt my microphone for a second to remind me of something. Kind of lost my train of thought out what I was getting ready to say. What was I getting ready to say, Elder?
Talking about the situation of the Israelites, people in the land.
Oh, people in the land. Okay, good. So, Yahweh put a sign on the people of the book so you can know the ones that's in the land if they are legit Israelites. He put a sign that for those that can be carrying his word to understand these things. So in the 44th chapter Let's see what the one down in verse 6. Let's see what the one that was chosen from the Bible. You remember, the Bible started in 4004 B.C. with Adam. After 96 A.D., his story was told. Anything after 96 A.D. is from Satan to death. Keep that in your mind. So 44:1 down in verse 6. Can you help me out, Elder? Matter of fact, help the national ordinance out on 44:1 down in verse 6. What is that?
The book of Isaiah 44, verse number 1 through 6. Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 1 reads, "You now hear, O Israel, my servant, Israel whom I have chosen." Verse number 2. "The said Jaquah that made thee, formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear thou not, O Israel, my servant, and thou, Israel, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen." Verse number 3.
The True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right. Once again, we live. Best edition call Thursday evening. I'm going to bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast. And he'll inform you about the broadcast. And we are swing up and see you all this on stage for the nice episode, take number 88. And we'll look at Sister Miriam, and she gonna give a song. Then we're gonna open up for another section of take number 88. Sister Miriam Israel. Sister Miriam Israel. Y'all probably be there, see, right? We'll bring our head in to tell you all about the on that Miriam, put an A there, Elder. M-A-R-I-A-E. All righty. Miriam. M-A-R-I-A-E. And sooner or later, we're going to hear Sister E-F-J Israel. You see, I'm not ready yet to holler in that microphone, but I'm listening and I'm taking notes real good. That's the great thing there, Sister B-F-J Israel. So we'll bring our head on in and he'll tell you all about the broadcast. One thing about it, stack on the international side. Over 900,000 strong on the international side. No, you see that where OFL, take that O out and put the A there. Take the O out and put it I-A-E. 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 That's our L. So we'll bring our head in. Why, you know, he's going to do his part. It's a Thursday, it's a set edition call Thursday evening. Excellent, Phil. Excellent. I think that's excellent. I think that's excellent. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. We just going to make sure, you know, I'm to the book of Numbers, chapter 12. We go to number chapter 12 and we'll repeat and make sure we're on point. In Numbers chapter 12, let's see exactly if we got it right there. Numbers chapter 12, it reads in Numbers chapter 12, M-I-R-I-A-M. That's how you spell it. M-I-R-I-A-E. Matter of fact, Elder, in Numbers chapter 12, the first verse will tell you how to spell that mirror. There you go, Elder. M-I. You got M-A. Make it M-I. M-I. So look at 12 verse 1 of the book of Numbers. There you go. There you go. And that N, turn that N into an M. Turn that N into an M. Then we'll be on point for a special edition called Thursday Evening. Turn that, yeah, there you go. You see. And 9 feet. Remember, the whole thing about lining up with the Bible. Once we line up, and that's what we're trying to say. Once we line up with the Bible, it's all over. But it still ain't lining up with the Bible. Hey, yo, take a look at that Numbers chapter 12, verse 1, and look at that first word, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. So look at that word, Miriam, right there, and hallelujah, hallelujah, well, that's I am, so we're going to meet and greet our elder. He's going to take care of that business in grand style. Everything lines up. That's what we're trying to do. Remember, once we line up with this Bible, Yahweh have no, he going to make his move. And that's why it's so important to understand that the most important thing that we have to remember the past and see what the fall of the past to bring in the future. I mean the present. And tell you about the future. We can tell you all two pages of the book. So it's up to us to really pay attention when the 690 count come on this broadcast 6 nights a week. Tomorrow I'll be back on the airwaves at 7:30. But that's a Saturday. 7:30 tomorrow. So I'm gonna bring out here. So meet out here with a loud voice and say, El Mr. Tim Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh BJFC Ray.
And Yahweh Bush is here as well as you. Well, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Right, well, hallelujah, Yahweh. Like you said, one man can only do so much, one man. That's what it's all about. That's why we got to rebuild this nation. We know Elder going to give it all he got on his end, and I'm going to give it all I got on my end. So to build this nation, we just got to figure out how to build this nation according to the Bible and take care of this business. Because we know it's going to happen. Matter of fact, by you telling the national audience about, there's a verse I'm going to look in the book of Maccabees. Because we know how it's going to happen. It's going to happen just the way it happened in the past. But one thing has to be on the table. It's not how much you can quote the Hebrew, Latin, or Greek. It's about how much you keep in that law. That's a game changer. We'll talk about it later. So it'll take your time and talk to the national audience over 900,000 strong on the international side. And then we'll get ready to bring Sister Mary in to give us one of the most lovely songs again, like she done last night. We'll hear another song from her. And then we'll get in this book. We'll get in the book of Maccabees. We'll get all over this book. So it'll take your time. You're on the clock. It's all yours. And come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see it, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of over 900,000 listeners. And that's a good thing, because once we pass this word out the way it's supposed to be, we know we have a lot of people that's following after the word of Yahweh. Because we know there is a history of the world past and also of the world present. But our history starts from our birth to our death. Now what happens, those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. But those who fail to learn it correctly, they are simply doomed in this world of the world to come. And that's a fact. Because you find out that there are many people that come trying to be teachers, and you find out they fall short. But you've heard me say in the past, a teacher cannot learn from his students, because the teacher is always giving wise counsel. And having knowledge, teacher even gains more experience by teaching. However, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach the word of Yahweh. Because we all have came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have many people that came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Well, some looking, they never find it. These are the misinformed, which can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. You notice that key word, righteous, because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know we have many out there that camouflage the evil, confused teaching. And it happens every day, especially using the over-loud bump-the-gums contest for their method of righteous learning, and even using the Bible scriptures and verbal weapons against us that know, like the Latter-day Saints tried to pull on me. Unbelievable. But that's another conversation for another day. But anyway, this is one of the reasons why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to your lives open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. It is an information that you have came to seek and have to look no further, because you have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our online class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class will start at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices and write on the search line in the tribeyada.com. Once you do this, click enter and look once again for Tribe Yada. Doing this will take you to a big line where you will find some choices, one being tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh glory unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program of Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar is there to keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program, which is a feature available during our broadcast time. To get there, enter three words this time on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, driving down down. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, you can call that number and order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, as a reminder, please do not contact the seer. Email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station Stockholder, Mr. Sigar Man, answering many memos that most of us are seeing, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you'll only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. And to do this, once again, in that search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal Blog Talk broadcast, you'll find we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, even now your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the Pal Talk app. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Our room will hold 50 or more listening participants, for Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, Israel, along with the seer Israel, writing a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the Blog Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But as a continuing reminder, when we are given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So doing this, we have to remember to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. And so we can do just as we have spoken. I will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, yo. That's the edition called Thursday Evening. So spread some books out. Let's see if we bring your mother. She's on stage too. So, and remember, our prayers go out for our other mother for a speedy recovery, Mother D of Israel. Speedy recovery, Mother D of Israel. Mother D of Israel in the hospital. And our prayers from all the 69 camp for another from Mother D of Israel. And I thought we have so much to teach on to for us to be clear, because see, this is a big job that we gotta do. And we know the only way back for Yahuwah to intervene we just gonna have to buckle down and say one thing. Do the Bible support what you telling me? And they said, well, no, I didn't get it from the Bible. I got this from historians. Nothing supersedes the Bible, historians. Nothing bring mother in and remember. Best part of the broadcast is late on this evening when Mother Z addressed the national audience on what we talking about or whatever Yahweh put on us, so you will hear her later on this evening giving a commentary on whatever the Almighty put on her, Mother Z. All right, so Mother E, well, another one of the mothers out of Camp One. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh teaching her to see her.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to see the five Sister Miriam. And we're going to bring in and we're going to meet and greet her first. And then we're going to hear one of those lovely songs from her. And you can see all these books. Here to y'all, probably after you hear that song, let's meet Sister Mary. So when you meet Sister Mary, a loud voice, she said, Sister Mary, y'all probably get your FC right.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Long.
All right. So Yahweh bless you. When it says to you, Yahweh be with you, return answer is Yahweh bless you. Matter of fact, read that verse 2 verse 4, still. That Ruth 2 verse 4, let's see how the Israelites in the Bible meet and greet one another. Let's see exactly what they say, elders, in 2 verse 4 of Ruth. Let's see. You'll see exactly how you meet and greet one another according to the Bible. Turn that Ruth 2 verse 4. Let's see exactly what's going on. Hey, what do Ruth chapter 2 verse 4 say?
In the book of Ruth, reading verse number 4, says, and behold, Bozak came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Yahweh be with you. And they answered him, the Yahweh blessed him.
Hey, Yahweh be with you. Yahweh bless you. Hey, all right. Now, Sister Mary, let's get one of those lovely songs from the Bible, and then we'll open the broadcast up. And let's get one of those powerful, lovely songs once again there, Sister Miriam. You're on the clock. What kind of song you want to bring on take number 88? That this worldwide international radio broadcast TV brings a song. Come on, listen, you know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless. I'm going to go with the same one that I did yesterday, but I will change it up later. So, coming out the book of Psalms 119, verse 105 through 112. the free will offering of my mouth. Ooh, yeah, wow. And teach me your judgment, my soul. Continue me, my hand, yet do I not forget your own. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I am not from your precepts. Thy testimony have I taken as an heritage forever. For they are the justice of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. Away. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yahuwah bless.
Hallelujah, I got memos all over the known world. So what language was that song? Although they say song sound good to me, but what language was this song in there? Sister Miriam?
What language?
Yeah.
English.
What language was that song in? I mean, it was sounding good, but nobody. What language was it in?
I said it word from word. The English language.
Oh. All right. Okay, well, we know it sounds good, but the same token, I'm like them. Okay, that was in English? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Well,
Can the elder jump in there for a second?
Well, elder, remember, the elder got to jump in anytime they bags up when the elders crank up their way.
When you sing, it's always not like you're talking, because we are singing the word instead of saying the word. So it always comes out a lot different than regular conversation. And I had to get my box of Kleenex as she was singing and wipe my eyes. So don't ask me to read right now, Brother Seer, because my eyes are kind of foggy listening to her sing that lovely song. And I'm going to make an audio clip of that. And you know I can do it. I'm going to make an audio clip of her singing. And I'll present that sometime later.
All right, you know one thing about it. We got a lot of professionals in the six anointed council. And one thing about it, what you good in, that's what you good in. Hallelujah. And that's great. And that's what it's all about. And see, that's why we have to bring all of the talents together. And for this big project we got coming up right now, to take care of this man's business. But it's going to take a lot of heads to understand that it's time now to roll the sleeves up, one accord. So if you just can give up one verse, Luke 12:12, now I'll let you get back to your clinic wiping your eyes. But let me open up and some Luke 12:12, get that out of the way. Then we'll give you a chance to Let me know when your eyes are already dried up. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Elder McKeer, what that say?
Okay, I'm still wiping right now because it was really lovely.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. Hallelujah. Wow.
It truly was word for word. And they can listen to the program over and they'll see it. Read the 105 through 112, 119 songs, and they'll hear the word. Yeah, word for word.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm going to read Luke 12:12, but I will clip that audio and later play it back. Hallelujah. So reading from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah.
That's right, El. And that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. So, you know, I want to open up Mother Eve in the book of Maccabees. So you got your when Elder get his eyes right, we'll cash in with a little bit there. But in the book of Maccabees, hey Mother Eve, it's something I want to look at in the book of Maccabees, because we gonna have to point things. I don't want to telegraph too much of anything, but in the book of Maccabees, Mother, can you pick it up at verse number one? We're going to read a little bit. And Elder, when you get your eyes kind of halfway right, let me know. Hallelujah. I want to read this book of Maccabees. I want to read this book because I want a foundation I want to lay in. I mean, I had many ways to go with it, but I didn't know how to go with it, but now I got to go with the way he give me at the last hour. As many as this hour it is. So we're going to look at Maccabees chapter 1, verse 1. Mother Eve, we're going to read a little bit. And when the elder get his eyes right, he's going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh, and we're going to read a little bit more of that. Maccabees 1:1. Let's come on, Mother. Brett
Maccabees. Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Brett Maccabees.
Chapter 1. Yeah. 1 verse 1. Let's do a little read.
Brett Maccabees chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Chittim, had smitten Darius, king of the Persians, and Medes, that he reigned in his stead, the first over Greece. Verse 2. And made many wars and won many strongholds and slew the king of the earth and went through to the end of the earth and took far of many nations and so much that the earth was Christ before him, whereupon he was exalted and his mind was lifted up. Verse 4. And he gathered almighty strongholds and ruled over countries and nations and kings, who became tributary unto him. Verse 5. And after these things, he fell sick and proceeded that he should die. Verse 6. Wherefore he called his servants, such as were honorable and had been brought up with him from his youth, and parted his kingdom among them while he was yet alive. Verse 7. So Alexander reigned 12 years and then died. Verse 8. And his servant that ruled everyone in his place. Verse 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves. So did their sons after them. Many years, and evil was multiplied in the land, in the earth.
That's good right there. Now, after Alexander had ruled by 12 years, he fell sick and died, but he passed his kingdom over to his brother that grew up with him, his homeboy that grew up with him. He divided the known world at the time onto four of his generals. And Ptolemy was one of his generals. He gave Ptolemy Egypt. That's called the Southland. He gave Seleucus Assyria the Northland. And he gave Cassandra Greece. So he passed out, he gave to Greece. And Lysimachus, Asia Minor, now called Turkey. So that was his four generals that surrounded the whole world at that time. So now, then out of him came a wicked root. Now, mother, get down to verse number 41. So after him, as Alexander started taking over, he had, then as time went on, they had descended. And out of them came somebody. And let's see exactly what happened. And what did he do? And what did he do when one of his sons raised up and father said, what happened? What did the Israelites do in verse number 11 through 15? Hey, look, what did the Israelites do from 11 to 15 once these generals got in place? What did the Israelites do 11 down to verse 15? What happened, Mother?
1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 11 to 15. Verse 11. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nation that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. 12. So this device pleases them well. Verse 13. Then certain of the people were so forward herein that they went to the king, who gave them license to do after the order of the nations. Verse 14, whereupon they built a palace, a place of exercise at Yada Judah, according to the custom of the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, and made themselves uncircumcised and forsook the righteous covenant, and joined themselves to the nation, heathen, and were sold to do mischief.
Right there. So you see, yes, wicked Israelites joined themselves in with the nation. Now, Sister Mary, hold your point there, Mother. Sister Mary and Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what Yahweh says about that in Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. So what happened, the wicked Israelites, seeing that the power has shifted. So the wicked Israelites went to the powers and said, look here, we want to join you and do what you're doing, so can we join you? Okay, let's find out what do the law says about the children of Israel joining in with any other nation and Judges chapter in the book of, what I say again?
Judges 2, 1 down to verse 5.
Let's hear what do the angel that came from heaven that received a message from his son and the son received it from the father. Let's see what the angel said in Judges 2, 1 down to verse 5. Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And the angel of the Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Moses and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I have said, I will never break my covenant with you. 2, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore, I said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their Yahweh shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of the Yahweh came, spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lift up their voice and wept. Verse 5, and they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. We find out that the laws that were sent from heaven was to not do that. So once we find out that we are making an agreement with the other nations, you know we got to work with the other nations and all that. But once we find out that we tie in, like they call it, the rainbow coalition, we find out that's a no-no according to heaven. So Mother, come back now and let's read a little bit. You read 11 out of verse 15. Let's read a little bit more and find out what happened there. So we find out that wicked Israelites, they will look at an opportunity and they will be influenced by other nations. And so that's why you have to recognize a wicked Israelite when they break the bond of the covenant by teaming up with the other nations. So you find out that according to the Bible, it never could have been sold because that's something that Yahweh calls you a wicked Israelite when you do that. So now we're going to go to verse 16. Let's read a little bit and see let's get a little bit more out of verse 16. So we go on and get a point clearly from Yahweh on what he's trying to bring to the table. Pick up verse 16 and do a little read there, Mother. Maccabees chapter 1, pick it now at verse 16. Let's do a little read. Come on.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 16. Now when the kingdom was established before Antiochus, he thought to reign over Egypt that he might have the dominion over two realms. Verse 17. Wherefore he entered into Egypt with a great multitude, with chariots and telepaths and horsemen and a great navy. Verse 18. And made war against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. But he was afraid of him and fled. And many were wounded to death. Verse 19. Thus they got the strong cities in the land of Egypt. And he took the spoil thereof. Verse 20. And after that, Antiochus had committed Egypt. He returned again in the 143rd year, and went up against Israel and Jabdai Judah with a great multitude, and went up against Israel to the northern tribe, and Jabdai Judah the southern tribe with a great multitude. 21. And
But in this case right here, the northern kingdom has already been, they already been gone. This right here is based upon those of the southern kingdom only in the book of Maccabees time. This right here. So he wanted to get the land of this land of Judah. Matter of fact, you might well deal with that since you put that on paper. I ain't heard no hallelujah fly in here, yo. Got the hallelujah fly working for you, yo? All right.
Hallelujah. I have went through a couple of sheets there, and it was really a soothing song, so I had to apologize for it, but was well accepted. So I'm ready, standing by.
Hallelujah. Okay, yo. Well, let's find out exactly what land did they take over. What land in 1 Maccabees 14, verse 4. Let's find out what that land was called when Alexander and his generals taken over. In 1 Maccabees 14, verse 4, can you tell us what's the name of the land that he's taken over in 14, verse 4? Of 1 Maccabees.
In the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 14, reading verse number 4, it says, as for the land of Judea that was quiet all the days of Simeon, for he sought the good of his nation, and in such wise as that.
What was the name of that land again? 14 verse 4, what's the name of the land?
For it says, for the land of Judea.
Judea means Judah. That's what Judea means. The land was called Judah. Remember, all lands is called by your father's name. Now let's deal with that. In the book of Sister Mary, we go on to, let's take a little detour and take care of a little bit of that. Let's go to the book of Joshua, chapter 15. Let's find out exactly when we talk about that land over there. Mister, you know, sometimes you have to make a detour. It all depends on what's said. And sometimes you have to make a detour. That's why you have to be prepared. Six anointed counselor, always be prepared to make a detour, because you got hundreds of thousands of listeners. And when you hear something, sometimes you have to, it be for a reason to now tighten that up. So now, Sister Mary, we're going to find out exactly what happened when we read the book of Joshua. going to the book of Joshua chapter 15 now, Sister Miriam. And what we're going to do, we're going to see when we examine what was the name of the land and how it became that, Miriam. So now we're going to the 15th chapter, and we're going to see a little bit and see the history of that land. Let's look at 15 verse 1. Sister Miriam, what do it say in 15 verse 1 of Joshua? 15 verse 1. What does it say?
Joshua chapter 15 verse 1. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast.
So now we find out that Judah, after Joshua is dividing the land, so we find out that Judah, Lot, that means its inheritance, was what kind of coast again there? Sister Mary, what was the coast of Judah? The last two words in verse 1.
Uttermost part of the south coast.
Oh, the south coast. So Judah, Lot, his inheritance was the south coast. Mm-hmm. What do verse 2 and 3 say?
Book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 2. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward, hallelujah, Yahweh. And it went out to the south side to Malia Crab Ben, and passed along to Ben, and ascended up on the south side into Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkas.
Mm-hmm. So now we get a little bit more information. So Judah, Lot, that means his inheritance was the south coast. But let's find out if anybody there already. Let's find out if anybody there already, because this is when they're coming. Matter of fact, read verse 4. What it say in verse 4 there? Sister Miriam.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Joshua chapter 15, verse 4. From thence it passed toward Esmon, and went out into the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. Hmm.
So the coast that Caleb received, he was the head man of Judah. His south border went all the way up to the river Egypt. That's how big Caleb's part was. Part went all the way up to the book, up to the river Egypt. That's how far the south part was that Judah and his descendants had. Now let's find out, well, who they get ready to beat up to get hold to that by going looking at verse number 7 and verse 8. Now verse 8 can be very interesting when we read verse 8. But verse 7 and 8 says what there, Sister Miriam?
The book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 7. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgad. That is before the going up to Adummim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, and the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. And the boy went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward.
But look what we're going to find out on the way of find out something. That when Joshua and Caleb, the head man of Judah, the land that they've taken over was, they taken over the land of the south, and was somebody already there in the south they had to beat up on. And according to verse 8, who was already there while they were gone, moving into that land? Who had they had to bust open, according to verse 8 there, Sister Mary? And verse 8, they're going to tell some very good information that somebody's already there. And let's find out who already there in verse 8 that we can really kind of expound on. So read verse 8 and tell us who already there and what did they call the place before Judah got there to take over. Let's see what it says in verse 8.
Book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 8. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. And
stop
the
right
border
there.
Went up.
Stop right there. Stop right there. So this Jebusite, this word Jebusite is the same as Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So this word, the Jebusite and Jerusalem is interchangeable. So the Jebusite, they is the father of the land called Jerusalem. The Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem. So when you see this word Jerusalem, it's pointing back to the Jebusite. It has nothing to do with the children of Israel, the name Jerusalem. Jerusalem is pointing back to the Jebusite. Now, who is the Jebusite? Hey, we're going to the 10th chapter and find out who is the Jebusite. So, hey, Mother Eve, read me 49:11 of Psalm. 49:11 of Psalm, Mother. Let's find out something we need to know in Psalm 49:11. Six more accounts. Take notes, because we have to always be breathed back over. So we have to always be, A.L., read me St. John 3, verse 11. Mr. Gill, read me St. John 3, 11. What's saying, WCC? We got a problem with L's microphone calls with the mirroring to read it. Sister Mary, read 3, verse 11 of St. John. What is saying, 3, verse 11? Put your mark at L, Sister Mary. Come right back here again. Let's read 3 verse 11 in St. John.
St. John 3 verse 11. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Mm-hmm. So, when the six anointed cast the voices of the true Israelite on this broadcast, we speak what we know. See, we know how to go in this book on whatever point it is to enlighten six anointed camp, and as we mount up to take care of the known world, but we have to make sure we clear on what our mission is. So we find out this word, the Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem. So when we get further in the Bible, we see the word Jerusalem is pointing towards the Jebusite. But why do Jebusites got their name on it, Mother? Let's find out why the Jebusites got their name on it. Let's see what's going on. And, hey, Elder, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you got your book of Jubilees on your Elder, Mr. Tibbs? Do you have your book of Jubilees? Elder, Mr. Tibbs.
No Jubilees, Brother.
Hallelujah. All right. So, Mother, in 49 verse 11,
the book of Psalms.
Psalm 49, verse 11. Hey, Mother, what
does it say? The book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse 11. The inward thought is that their family should continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They call their land after their own name.
Oh! So they called their land after their own name. So whatever, just like we're at now, when you move into wherever house home you're in now, don't you put your name on the mailbox? Don't you put your name at your door? Same thing. So when the people of the book migrate to the land, they will put their name on it. So when the Jebusites moved to the land, they put their name on the southern part before Judah and Joshua got there. They put their name there. So when you see the word Jerusalem, it's pointing toward the Jebusites. Now, who is the Jebusite that Elder Mr. Taylor is going to? We're going to 10:15 of Genesis, find out, well, who is these Jebusites? Because the Jebusites, they is the author of the name called Jerusalem. So when you see the word Jerusalem in your Bible, it has nothing to do with the 12 tribes of Israel, because this name was already there before they got there. Jebusites, the same is Jerusalem in verse number 8. But who is the Jebusite? We're going to find out. God is going to 10:15 and Jesus, we're going to reach out to find that name. When you find that name, the Jebusite, then we'll be able to break it down and see what's going on. And Mother E, pull up the book called Jubilee. And we're going to look at Jubilee, Mother. And we're going to find out a little bit more information. Because one thing about it, it's no accident when a statement is made, and then we have to go and deal with that according to information. So we're going to find your book called The Jubilees there, Mother E, and head it to the side after the ill ticket and business and 16. If you say in James 10:15, we're looking for an elder, looking for a Jebusite. Let's find out who is the Jebusite so we can be clear about what's going on. Come on.
Okay, hallelujah. And I got my book of Jubilees, so that you know. Currently, I'm reading from the book of Genesis. That was chapter 10, verse number 15. Read until we get a name. Verse 15. 15 says, and Canaan begat Sinon, his firstborn, Seth. 16, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Jebusite.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. What do we say in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Sister Mary, Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2.
Philippians, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2 says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, verse 2, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
So Paul says, well, nothing makes me no happier, you Philippians, nor the kingdom, that my joy is for you be upon the one mind. And what that means, Sister Mary in Corinthians 1, verse 10, what that mean with the precept? Corinthians 1, verse 10, what that mean? Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, what that mean?
Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And it reads, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahuwah, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
So we know that the 690 champ got a great job to do, but the only way his job's going to be done, that when we come on this broadcast, what we really be doing is just 5:11, Sister Mary. This is what we... We come to broadcast 6 nights a week. We be doing something in Judges 5:11 for 6 nights a week. Ma will be back on the airways at 7:30. But this is what we be doing in Judges 5:11. What it says, Sister Mary?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Yahuwah, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his village in Israel. Then shall the people of the Yahuwah go down to the gate.
He said, Yahuwah will intervene. So we come on this airway, we come on to rehearse the righteous acts. And that's understanding that the most important thing about this teaching is to bring those all around the world back to the law, statutes, and the commandments, and understand that it's a hidden hand out here that must be revealed. So we have to make sure we kick everything along the way. So now we're going to find out one thing, that when Joshua was dividing the land was already a people there already called a Jebusite. And they had the name of their place called Jerusalem. That was the name they had there. So that name Jerusalem is pointing towards the Jebusites. Now the elder going to look back in Genesis 10, 15 and find out, well, who is the Jebusite? Let's see what he said about the Jebusites there. Elder, come on.
In the book of Genesis, looking at chapter 5, reading verse number 15. Genesis, reading 10:15. 15 says, and Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, Seth. 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Gibeonite.
Okay, hold on. All I'm looking for one name called a Jebusite. Now, but I want you to look at it again from the top. You got the word called a Jebusite there. Now, who is the Jebusite father? Right there in that first verse, who is they father? Jebusite, who is the father of the Jebusite? Right there, and that's there in Canaan. So there it is right there. So Canaan begot the Jebusite. Now, run that over to 10 verse 6 of Genesis and find out, well, who is Canaan then? Now, who is Canaan? Now we're going to find out who is Canaan now. So now we know the Jebusites have a father named Canaan. Now, who is Canaan's father in 10 verse 6? Now this is how we're going to learn some on the way of learning something. 10 verse 6, what does it say?
Genesis chapter 10 verse 6 says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
Oh, there it is right there. So now the sons of Ham is the one that produced, Ham is the one that produced Canaan. Canaan is the one that produced the Jebusites. So now we find out right now, the people that's already in the land is called, the, what they call today, the African people, but really their true name is the Hamitic people, the sons of Ham, which they polluted, call them a African people, when really they are the sons of Ham. Because whatever your daddy is, you is. All right. So now we got the Jebusites on the table. So now we know the Jebusite is already in the land, because the Jebusite is the one that's coming from descendants of Canaan. And Canaan is the son of Ham. Now, if that's the point, if that's the case, let's find out something. Hey, Mother, now we're going to the book of Jubilees, Mother, and Elder, you got yours, and that's a great thing. Now, we want to take care of this all the way together. Because we want to make sure when we read, we just ain't reading a bunch of verses. We taking care of business of Yahuwah's business. So in the book of Jubilee, there, Mother, we're going on page 48. We're going to page 48, and that's chapter 10, chapter 9, Mother. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother E. Chapter 9, 48. Look at verse 14, and you see some black writing right over 14, and what does that say? You got it? Okay. What do it say in the ninth chapter, verse 14, down to the close of it? Let's even say, well, pick it up, and let's take care of a little business on the way to take care of some business. Come on.
Okay. It says, Noah's blessed. Verse 14. And thus the sons of Noah divided into their sons in the presence of Noah, their father. And he bound them all by an oath, including a boy.
Implicated
a boy on everyone that saw besides the portion, which had not failed to him by his lot.
Stop it there for a minute. So now Noah is going eyeball to eyeball with the mighty one. And Noah's the one is the ruler at this time. Now Noah got three sons. Let's find out who his three sons is, Sister Miriam. We're going to Genesis 5:32. Who is Noah's son he got in 5:32? Sister Mary, Genesis 5:32, let's find out who is the son of Noah in Genesis 5:32. What does it say?
Genesis chapter 5:32. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
So Noah was 500 years old. He begot three sons. What is the order of the three sons there? According to 532, what is the order of his 532? What is that again?
And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Oh, so there go your order. Shem is the firstborn son. Ham is the second. Japheth is the third. And what happened in verse 6, verse 10?
Genesis chapter 6, verse 10. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm. Say it again. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth get three sons. So what happened in 9:18? What happened in 9:18 there, Sister Miriam?
Genesis chapter 9. Verse 18, hallelujah, Yahuwah. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
Verse 19, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't come out of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, you don't exist on this planet. So everybody after the flood came out of Shem, Ham, or Japheth. That is the order of things. The whole world overspread by these three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So now Noah's mother, a mother. So Noah is talking to the angel about the land. And now we're going back, mother, pick it back up. With that understanding, Noah got the three sons. And let's see what he says to the three sons. Or he didn't pick it back up now in verse number 15. What is it in verse 15, mother?
Book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse 15. And they all said, so be it, so be it, for themselves and their sons forever throughout their generation, to the day of judgment on which Yahweh shall judge them with a sword and with fire, for all the unclean weakness of their error, wherewith they have heal the earth with transgression and uncleanness and fornication and sin.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, what you read is Noah was told by the angel that he shall divide the whole world up into sons. And three sons is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Noah got to divide the three sons, their portion. That's right. Now, if you do not say in your part that was ordained by your father, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, what did Yahweh say, and Noah was the head man, read verse number. Now, in fact, start all over again, Mother, because I want to really bring this point in, because we're going somewhere. So when we get further down in this book, we understand why things is going on today in the world just by understanding what is the rules and regulations. Start it back over at 14 again, 14 and 15 again. Take your time, Mother. We've got plenty of time. 14 and 15 again.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9. Verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, and thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons in the presence of Noah, their father. And he bound them all by an oath and put a curse on everyone that sought to seize the portion which had not fell to him by his lot. Verse 15, and they all said, so be it, so be it, for themselves and their sons forever throughout their generation, till the day of judgment, on which Yahweh shall judge them with a sword and with fire, for all the uncleanness, wickedness of their error, wherewith they have filled the earth with transgression and uncleanness and fornication and sin.
Mm-hmm. So, let me break down what Mother just got to read. So Noah told his three boys, Shem and Japheth, we're going to divide the land according to the order of the bloodline, Shem and Japheth. Now, once you get your land, if you decide to leave your land by any reason, you will be under a curse. So whatever the land of Shem is at today, if all one supposed to be there in the land of Shem is those that come out of Shem's lineage. Everybody that come out of Ham supposed to be in the land that Ham received today. Everybody came out of Japheth, the Japhetic people, supposed to be in their land. Now, Yahweh said, it's like the music of cheer. 11 people, 10 cheer. When the music stops, somebody not have a cheer. And that's the one they eliminate. So if the Almighty kept you not in your land when he comes, he said you are upon a curse and he's going to deal with you. So it's very important, especially for the six anointed camps, to understand something. The children of Shem have a lot. They inherited, was given to them. They have to know where their land is at, because sometimes popular persuasion have you to go on a job in a land that might not be what Yahweh ordered for you to be in. Now, if he kept you in that land, then you're going to pay the price according to what he said there, especially if you're there over a takeover. So that's why you have to be very careful and understand that this Bible is already set up. It's just not being taught. These books right here, like we read last night, showing you at the book of Jasher, was historical record. But so happened the powers to be hid from you again, children of Israel. And they tell you if you can't find it after 66, it doesn't matter. And that's why the old saying says, what you don't know won't hurt you. Yes, it will. It's going to kill you for not knowing. It's going to keep, and that's why he says people like us are the six anointed camp, one accord to break down this book, but you understand that it's some things that you must know at the return of Yahweh the Son. Some things that you must know. That's when you got to know who your Yahweh is. What did he tell all three sons to do? And how can you get into the kingdom? And he'll tell you plainly how you get in the kingdom. Matter of fact, Sister Miriam, in the 19th chapter, verse 16 and 17 of Matthew, he'll tell you plainly how you get in the kingdom. See, this is a bombshell to the world, but we're going to show you plainly. You want to know, how could I get into the kingdom? Okay, let's see what he says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Let's see what he says there, Sister Miriam, Matthew chapter 19:16-17.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16-17. And it reads, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. And he said unto him, Why callest you me good? There is none good but one that is Yahweh. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments."
So, look how plain that is. He says, if you want, he didn't tell you about how much Hebrew you know from Eliezer Ben Yehuda 1948. He didn't tell you how much Latin or Greek you know. He said, now, if you want to get off into life, what you got to do is keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Now, look how plain that is. So when we come to the other nation, we're not worried about, all we going to show you that if you want to get off into life, you got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. And so on that note, we're going to keep on bringing the young lion. He's going to tell you all about who actually is carrying the broadcast. So you see how plain and what we got to do. See, we're not worried about Latin, Greek, or Hebrew. We worry about telling those that got an ear to hear. If you're going to get off into life, you got to keep the law, statutes, and the commandments. That's what you got to do if you want to get off into life. So if you want eternal life, just make it easy from those who come in contact with you. Are you keeping the law, statutes, and commandments? Then you got a shot to get into the kingdom. But if you're not keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, you got a shot to get into the lake of fire. That's simple as that. See, that's how you got to talk. Don't worry about quoting the Greek, quoting the Hebrew, Latin, or Greek. You make sure you tell yourself and your loved ones, if you want to get into the kingdom, keep the law's commandments. Then you got a shot to get into the kingdom. But if you do not keep the law, statutes, commandments, you got no shot to get in the kingdom. If you can speak all of Hebrew, Latin, or Greek, the man going to bind you in the fire. Because you're not going to know the rules and regulations. And we just find out that Noah divided up the kingdom of the world among three of his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They all received the land. But one son, which is the firstborn son, he got a double portion. See that? Shem got a double portion of the land. And that's really important to understand. Why did he get a double portion? He's the firstborn son, and everybody has got a piece. Remember, north, east, south, west. So you have four pieces of property, but they have three sons. So when everybody got their piece, it came right back around to Shem again. He said, Shem, it's a lot. You got a double portion. He said, well, because I'm the firstborn son. So now Shem got two parts of the world. Do we know what two parts Shem has? And that's what we call this broadcast, let you know. Shem got two parts of the world. So whatever the name of the world is, whatever the name, Shem is obsolete to Shem. Shem is the one got two parts of the world. I don't care what the name of it is now, but when Yahweh come back, he'll let you know who land that is, according to what Mother just got to read on page 48 in the book of Jubilee. So now we're going to bring the young lion in, Brother Micaiah Israel. He's going to tell you all that the Almighty put on him and who's carrying the broadcast. And then we're going to take a look at this thing, because it was no accident that the statement that was made to go down this road. So we got to know when we stand words on a court. So now we know a little bit about Jerusalem. Jerusalem is coming from the Jebusite. But he made it plain about the Jebusite, about anything, Sister Miriam, and number 15, 15, 16, Sister Miriam, what's he saying to the children of the book. What he says in Numbers 15, 15 and 16, Luke and Miriam.
Numbers 15, 15. Numbers 15, 15. Numbers 15, 15. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. So he's telling you, you can't follow them, they got to follow you. So once you find out that the word Jerusalem was already there, and that name belongs to the Jebusites, and we continue to use the word Jerusalem, not knowing that the children of Israel can't follow them, they got to follow you. You know the word Jerusalem is coming from the Jebusites. The Jebusites is the sons of Canaan. And Canaan is the sons of Ham. So when we use the word Jerusalem, just we read our Bible in Jerusalem, this, Jerusalem, that, then we know we're doing a disservice to ourselves because we're knowledge increased. And then he made a statement, Sister Miriam, he made a statement. It's something I want you to do in 20, in the book of, it's something I want you to do in Deuteronomy 20, verse 17. He said, something I want you to do, children of Israel. Hey, Sister Mary, help the national audience out on what he wants to be done, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17.
Deuteronomy 20, verse 17. Deuteronomy 20, verse 17. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. But you shall utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have commanded you.
He said, you got to destroy them. What kind of way? Miriam, namely. He said, namely, you got to destroy them. That means the name that they got there, you got to make sure that name only come out your mouth. In the name of the Jebusites is the one that gave the name Jerusalem. He said, you got to destroy that namely. And we're going to find out why. Shortly. We're going to find out after the young lion come on the broadcast that you destroy the name Jerusalem, which is the Jebusite, namely. That means he don't want that name to come out the children of Israel's mouth because something they did that is not written in the 66th book. And we're going to find out what did they do according to Noah blessing Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and told them, if you go off into anybody's land, you are on a curse. And we're going to find out what happened in this book. And that is the reason why the children of Israel is going to that land, rest there, taking care of that business, because of what was saying it on page 48. Because you just can't, because you got the military weapon to go bogart yourself in somebody's land. Don't you know you are upon a curse for doing so? Just like we're going to get on the series about those on the land of Israel today with their military might backed up by the United States, you're going to lose. We'll prove it next week. Time appointed. You're going to lose. Because Yahuwah says, if you in any land that do not belong to you, you up on a curse. And he said, you're going to be rooted out, and I'm going to burn you with fire. That's what Mother just got through reading. And on that note, we're going to bring the young lion in and tell you all about the broadcast, what's going on, and what to look forward to behind it. So it's no accident. But one thing we have found out so far, that the name Jerusalem is the Jebusite. The Jebusite is the Canaanite. The Canaanite is the sons of Ham. Ham's father made an agreement to do one thing, along with Japheth and Shem. So be it, so be it. They made a statement out their mouth. Okay, we understand that if we go up into anybody's land, we up on a curse. I got to pull one verse out before I bring the young lion in. Sister Miriam, what do it say in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2? Sister Miriam?
What'd you say now?
Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. What do it say in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2?
Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Yahuwah hath commanded. If a man vow a vow unto the Yahuwah, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So you see that? So you see what the law is? That's why the elders tell those of coming on the broadcast and those around the world, make sure before you make a statement, make sure you compound on it before you make a statement. Because when you bow the vow to Yahuwah, he's going to collect. So now just as Noah brought to his son, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, about the rules of heavenly. And they said, so be it, so be it. We understand we are upon a curse if we get our muscles together and go in and conquer another man. So with that understanding, keep that in your mind when we do focus in what's going on over there in the land of Israel. If you is in somebody else's land that don't belong to you, you up on a curse, and everybody that surrounds you is up on a curse. And when he gets you, he's going to get them too. When he gets them, he's going to get you. So keep that in your mind. Don't let the dollar have you off in something that is contrary to the Bible, do it's going to cost you. Just like we read in the book of Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. Make no league with the other nation. If another nation brings you something and you make a league with them, guess what? That's a violation up on the Yahuwah. So when somebody else brings you something about somebody else and you agree with that, guess what? You are upon the curse and the one that brought it to you is upon the curse. According to Judges 2, 1, 2, 5. You tell me, man? So now I'm going to bring a young lion in. Young lion from the tribe of Yahshua. Up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Hey, Brother Makai Israel. Yahuwah beat you there, Steve Ray.
Yahuwah bless you there, Sir Israel. Oh, Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, young lion. Well, excellent your part there, young lion. You read on time to let the national audience know who else is carrying the broadcast as we speak. You on the clock, come on.
All right, Israel. Well, we know we live right now on Blog Talk Radio. We also live right now on the Power Radio. But we do also have other stations that we broadcast on because we want to make sure we know and heard all over the known world. But right now, we're going to let you know about our Facebook page that we have set up under the name of Sir Israel. You look up our page under the name of Sir Israel and pull it right on up and catch one of the previous recorded classes on there, or you can even catch us when we were live inside of the class. If you're looking for faces, you won't see any. You'll get a black screen. Because we all about some thus says Yahuwah and only carrying out the word. That's what you're going to get when we're inside of the class. We want you all to be big ears, look mouth, not looking around and see if you can see a dick on somebody's face. So we want to make sure you get the word. So tune in to our Facebook page at Sir Israel. And like we say, we have posted up on there. If you want to catch some historical documents, things look back during the times when we was getting it whipped put to our back because we are disobedient to Yahuwah. We have all type of things that you can look up, get some good value information. You can also write questions in your comments down at the bottom of the screen to according to whatever lesson you listen to, or maybe just want to get an answer to something pertaining to some Bible answer questions that you have about the Bible. And Voice of the True Israel Life, we do what we can do to get back with you, and we're going to make sure that we can give you some good old word according to Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, and Acts 15:15. We also want to let you know we are right now broadcasting on YouTube. We do have our YouTube page up and running as well. We do have some lessons put on the YouTube page. Once again, it is VOTTY Tribe YHDA. Once again, for our YouTube page, it's VOTTY Tribe YHDA. We want you all to tune in to the broadcast so you can get the answers that you've maybe been looking for, and it can be in any one of the previous lessons that we have recorded, that we have uploaded on YouTube, that we have uploaded on Facebook page. These things are for your learning. That's why we sit around here, we go through these scriptures, and we put down the things that we can read. We also want to make sure that you do know that we have the TikTok page up and running. We went through some of the bugs today, went over a few little things just to see what we have put on that was posted. And it's looking like it should be up and running right about now, but we're going to double back and check on that a little bit later on, maybe today, maybe throughout the week. But we have been working on this TikTok page to make sure we can reach all over the whole known world. We do have our first segment already recorded. And we want to let you all know that it is VOTTY Tribe YHDH. If you want to tune in to our TikTok page, it is VOTTY Tribe YHDH. So we ask you all to tune in to it and get your lessons. Write down your questions. Also, write down your notes, because in order for you asking questions, make sure it's according to what you just got done hearing. We want you all to hear something. Be more ready to hear something to come and tell something. When you do call in to the international phone line, the number is 224-600-5579. That's what the international phone line is for, to call in to ask questions. So when you do call in to the international phone line, it is 224-600-5579. We do encourage you all to call in to our international phone line. And it's Yahuwah's phone line. It's Yahuwah's radio. It's Yahuwah's ministry. And it's Yahuwah's 12 tribes of Israel. And like we say, it's Yahuwah's warrior seed. The tribe of Yahdah Judah got a big job to take care of. Everything about Voice of the Tribe Israel life, we know it belongs to Yahuwah. No matter what it is, we want to make sure we stand on top of Yahuwah's business. We want you all to be encouraged and be pro 12 tribes of Israel, because that's what we are all about. Yahuwah, four letters, YHWH, taking on that blessed name, Israel. And we all about those four letters, the blessed name, doing those laws, statutes, and commandments of Yahuwah, and motivating and encouraging you all to be prepared to keep that covenant that you made with Yahuwah in the loins of your father. So we ask you all to be big ears and little mouth. Write down your notes. Write down your notes. Do have your pen and pad ready to go. And we say, Hallelujah. Over to you, Sir Israel, of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have found out that, like a lot of the camps, big camps, they only got the 66 books, so they only have a recorded history on why such things happen. See, That's why we got to come and listen to everybody's statement, then go to enlighten our people on exactly what's going on in the children of Israel. Going over to the land of Canaan, we got to be clear about that. Now, never mind. Let's make it plain by knowing that the Canaanites, their father is Ham, and their father made an agreement that if his father, Noah, should not do nothing contrary and go into no land. Let's find out what happened. Let's go to a page there, young man, Bubba Micaiah. In the book of Jubilees, page 52, chapter 10, can you help the national audience understand that what's going on that Sister Mary is reading about? And on page 52, and what that black writing says above on verse 28, chapter 10, verse 28 with that black writing. What's that black writing say? Come on.
All right, Israel of C. Roy. We're going to the book of Jubilee. We want to go to page 52. We're going to page 52. We're going to pick it up at verse number 10. We're going to the book of...
We're going to make it 28. Our mother and I are taking care of...
I mean, chapter 10.
Pick up chapter 10, verse 28. And what is the writing read above on verse 20? What is the writing above that? What do you say?
Hallelujah. All right, we're going to the book of Jubilee. We're going to the book of Jubilee, chapter 10. We're going to pick it up, verse 28. And correct myself. Verse 28 reads, Canaan illegally takes land. Canaan illegally takes land.
Stop it there. So if Canaan illegally take land, now, who is Canaan's offspring, Sister Marion? What name is Canaan's offspring? Do you recall in Genesis chapter 10, who is his offspring? Or Sister Mary? Do you recall?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, who is his offspring? Can you recall? We went to Genesis 10. Who is Canaan's offspring? Our name we've been talking about. The who?
The Jebusite.
So the Jebusite is the son of Cain. That's who the Jebusites is. So what did their father do? Father is Canaan. So what did the father do according to a... Listen real good what the father did. Read it again, young man. What did the father do?
All right. We're going to the book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse 28. Reading the title. Canaan illegally takes land. 28. And Ham and his sons went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. 29. And Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt, that it was very good. And he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west, that is to the sea. And he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward and westward from the border of Jordan and from the border of the sea. And Ham, his father, and Cush, and Mezarim, his brothers, said unto him, you have settled in a land which is not thine, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so. For if you do so, You and your son will fall in the land and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition, children fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. 31. Dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, for to Shem and to his son did it come by their lot. 32. Cursed are you, and cursed shall be beyond. Cursed are you, and cursed shall you be beyond all the sons of Noah. By the curse by which we bound ourselves by an oath in the presence of the righteous judge, and in the presence of Noah, our father. 33. But he did not listen unto them, and dwelt in the land of Lebanon from Hamath to the entering of Egypt, he and his sons, until this day. 34. And for this reason, that land is named Canaan.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to find out. That Canaan went off into a land that don't belong to him. That land, and his father told him, and his mother told him, don't go in. That's him's land. So where the land Canaan went off into had these sons called a Jebusite, that named the place Jerusalem, that's cursed land. They didn't have no business in the land. So now you see why the children of Israel is heading to that land. Because they didn't supposed to be in that land, and the name of the land that you call today, whatever you call the day, it belongs to Shem and his descendants. And his descendants was Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So that's the name Israel is Jacob's name, Isaac, and Abraham, but really it's Shem's land. That's Shem's land. And Shem got a double portion, the whole eastern world, and Shem got the western world. So what you see over here in called America is belongs to Shem too. So he got a double. So when you read about the land of the east and the west, that is Shem's land. So whatever, so it's no such thing as no West Africa going straight through Shem's land. Shem land go all the way over to what they call now America. So land that was given to him, you got to push it back a little further, because east and west, all that belongs to Shem. So you see, just making sure we got to know along the way of knowing some things. So now, if anybody in the east or west world is not of descendants of Shem, Abraham in Israel, you are under curse. So whoever in the land, anywhere in the east, anywhere in the west, and if you're not a descendant of Shem, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, you are upon all curse. Yep. See how you're lying something on the way or learning something? Now, if that's the case, now we're going back to Sister Miriam. With that understanding, Sister Miriam, that when you see the word Jerusalem, you got to destroy that out of your mind. Name it. But that's the Jebusite, and that's a cursed name to you. Mm-hmm. And the Almighty said something, Sister Mary, in the book of, I'll take care of tomorrow, for time's sake. I'll leave that alone, I'll take care of tomorrow, because Yahweh is going to make a season to change all that stuff shortly. But I want to go back to where we was at, Sister Miriam. We want to go back to now. With that understanding, we're going to look at verse number 20 and Joshua 15, verse 20. Let's look at 15, verse number 19 and 20. Back to Joshua, Sister Miriam. Look at the 15th chapter, 19 and 20. What does it say?
book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And it says, who answered, give me a blessing, for you have given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper spring and the river spring. Verse 20. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families.
21.
And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the coast of Edom, southward were Kabatzeel and Eder and Jagar.
Oh, good. So we see this word. Do we see anything in the south of the land of what? If we see anything south of the land of a mother, if we see anything south of the land of 2:19-21 of Matthew. So we see anything south of 2:19-21, Mother E. And so time get away 3 hours. Before we get going on stuff, get away from me, see that? And you know, they said the children of Israel, they call that one, the one they call the Negro, they say the attention span is like about 5 or 10 minutes. I beg the difference on this broadcast. 3 hours go past so fast. That's all she can't come early. Let's get going on, because 3 hours get away before we get going. See, a three-hour broadcast, it goes so fast. That's why we be listening to a point in the Milton Spirit case. Take care of that business right there. Okay, good. Hey, Mo, what do we say that we can read in Matthew chapter 2, 19, verse 21? What do you say, Mo?
Book of Matthew chapter 9, chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19, so when Herod was killed, behold, an angel of Yahweh appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Verse 20, said, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead. For they are dead, which sought the young child's life. 21. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came to the land of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So you see, that land, after Abraham passes to Isaac, and Isaac passes to Jacob, and Jacob taking the name Israel, about 32, 20, 24, 30 of Genesis. So that land now is called the land of Israel. And in the land of Israel, the southern part of the land of Israel, it got one name to it. A biblical name called Judah. So that's when you're talking about Israel, but where you want to make sure you go when the time appointed, you want to make sure you go to the southern part. Now you got the geographic location about where you're supposed to go in a time appointed. You want to go back to your lot, your inheritance, if you're from Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. You know Judah is the head man for the southern part of Israel. So you got to call the land by a father's name, and that name is Judah. So the southern part of Israel is not called Jerusalem, because when you call it Jerusalem, I said I want you to destroy that name, namely the Jebusites, because they went into a land that wasn't theirs, period, and death on the curse. And he said, you, I don't want you to touch a cursed thing, and we'll take care of that in tomorrow night lesson at 7:30 and beyond, that you can't touch kickoff. Once you understand the knowledge of these things, you got to lead by example to help others. So that name Jerusalem comes from the Jebusites. And that's a cursed thing to come out your mouth when you talk about Jerusalem. You got to know where that name comes from. And that's what we call this broadcast, to break things down, sound. Now, when David, if there was some more land to conquer, Sister Miriam, and then we're going to bring Mother in behind that, Mother Z. It was some more land to conquer. Now, remember, now David is a member of the tribe of Judah. That's who David is. So David, you can never get bigger than your father. I don't care how big he were, I believe he's the king. But remember, David's father's name is Jesse, and David was from the tribe of Judah. That the southern part carries a big, but you got all kind of towns in the southern part. But just so happens, it's a town of Miriam. Town already. That, now, he had over there in 2 Chronicles 5. You're going to 2 Chronicles 5, Sister Miriam. And so happens, David now has came on the scene. And it's still some more land to conquer. That's right. So we're going to find out, well, what land is left to conquer that David has to do some conquering. We're going to find out some things on the way. We're going to learn something on the way of learning something. We go on to the Chronicle book. Remember, every land is called after their father. So that southern part is called Judah. But if there was some more land left over there to conquer, I don't know what's going on. By going to 2 Chronicles, you want 2 Chronicles? I want to look at something else. I want to look at something else there. I want to get David on the scene. And what do I want to get David? 1 Chronicles? I'm struggling right now. But I'm trying to get David on the scene now. And I thought I'm going to 2 Chronicles. I don't know what old fear is going to. Let me peep a little bit. Now, where are you going? Make that 1 Chronicles. Now, we're going to find out something on the way to find out something. Do I want 1 Chronicles? No, I don't want 1 Chronicles. I'm kind of stuck right now. So, that's why it's very important to have your elders on point. But once we get a lovely thing over here, they say, okay, Jerry, you kind of suffer here, go to such a thing, and that's the end of it. That was something about it. So now I'm still kind of stuck right now on what he's looking for. And so what I'm looking for is in, but I'm not seeing it. I wonder why I'm not seeing it. Hey, elder kid, why I'm not seeing what I'm looking for? And the national order just told me we're going to mute this. The young lion, he's been talking for the night. So they go with Dale said. They said we're going to mute him. But he's been talking for the night. So now, elder, I see you're struggling right now. So now I'm looking for something. What's that, Mother?
I said, that's going to be the chapter 6, verse 4. I'm not just what you want.
No, I want something. I don't want to telegraph what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something in the Chronicle book. I was looking for. I'm going to keep talking until I find it. I'm looking for something that happened, Mother, in the Chronicle book. If something happened, I want to take care of, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but it happened. I know why I messed up. I'm in the Chronicle book. Forget about the Chronicle. Write a whole book on Second Samuel. So that is a death. No, see, why are you talking about the Chronicle book? Mother Z said Chronicle, 1 Samuel. So that's no. I'm on point now. Listenary. We're going to 2 Samuel. We're going going to find out something, a long way to find out something in 2 Chronicles chapter. You're going to find out something along the way to find out something. 2 Chronicles, I mean, Samuel. Think about it first, 5, number 1. Just keep it found out. David's going to keep it green. He said, mother's not coming on. Mother, he said, mother's not coming on. Mother's feet.
No, not coming on.
Oh. All right, hallelujah. What? So now, Sister Mary, we're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. We're going to 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 1. Let's read and find out what's going on. Pick up verse 1.
Hallelujah. 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 1. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh.
Verse 2.
Also, in time past, when Saul was king over us, you was he that led us out, and brought us in Israel. And Yahuwah said to you, You shall feed my people, Israel, and you shall be a captain over Israel.
Mm-hmm. Verse 3.
2 Samuel chapter 5. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Yahuwah. And they anointed David king over Israel.
4 or 5,
2 Samuel chapter 5. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. Verse 5. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years. Over all Israel and Judah.
Now wait a minute. How did this word, if he reigned 30 years over there in Jerusalem? Wait a minute. The fact that kind of something that's in Judges. Let's go back to Judges 30. Let's go back to Judges chapter 1. So that you find out something that happened. That's why you got to be listening real carefully. Especially if you want to be dealing with this word the correct way. You got to be listening real carefully. Let's see what happens when we go to Judges chapter 1. Let's go and see what it says in Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hey, Elder Mr. Till, what it says in Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2?
In the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse number 1 says, Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the family of Israel asked the Yahuwah, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first? To fight against him.
Verse 2.
And the Yahuwah said, Yada Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
Oh, so you see that? Three. So look what we got
here.
That's it. Hold on for a minute. So now, leadership, they came and they spoke and put a prayer to Yahuwah. Say, Yahuwah, we over the land of Canaan, and our leader is David, Joshua. So who's going to continue this battle and fight against the Canaanites? Who's going to do it? Then Yahuwah responded to them that brought the message to him, said, Judah shall go up first. So Judah is the lead tribe to fight against the Canaanites. So now who's going to fight against the Canaanites? It's Judah. Judah. And who is among the Canaanites? Is the Jebusite. So Judah is getting ready to go visit the Canaanites. And remember, Judah part is the southern part. So now here comes Judah, the Jebusite. Let's see what he did in verse 7 and 8. Let's see what he did in verse 7 and 8, Dale. What did he do in verse 7 and 8?
Verse number 7 and 8. 7 says, Adoni Bezer said, 70 kings having their thumbs against their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table as I have done. So Yahweh have requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem. And there he died. 8.
Okay.
Now, children,
hold on now. So we found out Jonadab, this was the one that was the king over that land called Jerusalem. And now Judah is heading to take care of some business. Now here comes Judah to take care of his business. This way before David be born. Way before David. David ain't even born yet. And look what happened in verse number 8.
Verse number 8 says, and now the children of Judah had fought against Jerusalem, taken it and smited it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire.
Wait a minute. What city did Judah fight against? Smote the people with the edge of the sword, then burnt the city down. What was the name of the place? It got according to verse 8. What's the name of the place?
Jerusalem.
You hear that, Sister Miriam? Jerusalem was burnt down before David was even born. Caleb was taking care of that. This is way before David or even his daddy was born. So right here, the children of Judah have jumped the people of Jerusalem, which is the Jebusites. Smoked the people with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. So that means from this point on right here, that name Jerusalem don't belong to them anymore. Because it's been taken over by who? Judah. So when you see the word Jerusalem from this point on, it's supposed to be what name there? Judah. Because Judah just got through smoking Jerusalem, taking it and smitten it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. Then what else he do in verse number 9? And what else did the tribe of Judah do in verse 9?
Verse number 9 says, and afterwards the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelled in the mountain and in the south and in the valley.
You see that? And they went and they took care of business. So they went and took care of all of it. So they took it all the parts of the south. So when you talk about anything in the south, you have to be listening good, because the word Jerusalem now becomes a polluted name for Judah. So when you see the word Jerusalem from this point on, it's polluted for Judah. Because Judah, right here in verse 8, the children of Judah have fought against Jerusalem and have taken it and smitten it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. So now, when we back over here now, with that understanding, David is now born and is still a little corner left somewhere. So David now become king over Israel. So when we see his word Jerusalem, we have to be clear what word to use that is written in Ezra, Sister Marion, chapter 2, verse 62. Let's see what word we use when we see a word that don't belong there. Let's see what the Bible says you use in Ezra chapter 2, verse 6 and 2. What is that, Sister Mary?
Apologies. I had to come upstairs for a second. So could you get someone else real quick? I'm coming down right now.
Okay. Ezra 6. Look what it says in the book of Ezra chapter 2. Verse 62.
Okay, that was chapter 2, verse what, Brother Seal?
62.
Chapter 2, looking at verse 62 in the book of Ezra. Chapter 2, verse number 62. And 62 says, these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were as polluted, put from the priesthood.
So when you see a word that don't belong there, you folks pronounce sentence on that word, polluted. So the word Jerusalem is polluted for Judah. So when you see a word in your Bible, after we came out of that judgment, the word Jerusalem is polluted for Judah, because Judah just got to be smited with a sword. And if that's the case, Ayoga, let's come back to 2 Samuel chapter 5, and let's find out something on the way to find out something. So with that understanding, when we see it, the word Jerusalem, automatically, they like when you see the word Lord God and Jesus, you put Judah there. If you don't want to say polluted, get past you. And like when you see the word Lord God and Jesus in our Bible, you put Yahweh there. The same thing go about the word Jerusalem. You see the word Jerusalem, you put Judah there and keep it moving. And then they ask you what that means, then you go back and give your historical documents on it. The fact of the matter, the word Jerusalem was burnt up by Judah, the children of Judah. And anytime you move in somebody's house, you take the name that's already there and remove it and put your name there. So when Judah got in the southern part, whatever had the name of genocide there, they kicked it in the ring and put Judah there. That sounds good to me. And that's what they did. So David was in the southern part. It still was something left. And now he's going to go over there and see what he can do. Let's see what he said in verse 6. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6. What was said there? 5, verse 6.
2 Samuel chapter 5, looking at verse number 6. 6 says, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem, Judah, unto the Jebusites.
Polluted for Judah, or Judah. The king and his men went to Judah. Judah. We don't see Jerusalem, because the king, they're going to Judah unto the Jebusites. Now, it's a battle to go on. So this word Jerusalem is a battle getting ready to go on, because Jerusalem is the Jebusite. Jerusalem unto the Jebusite, the inhabitants of the land. So now this Jerusalem is still a little color left. You know, whatever in the south is called Judah now. So now David is going there. Let's see what David do and what happens with still got a little color left. They got the name called Jerusalem, which is the Jebusite. Jerusalem, which is the Jebusite. So it's still a little piece left for David. And let's see what David do. Start at verse 6 again.
Starting in which verse?
Verse 6 again.
Verse number 16
verse six.
Says.
No, 6. Back to verse 6 again.
Verse number 6 says, and the king and his men went to Judah unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither.
Mm-hmm. Now watch this. So now, the blind, they say, no, David, you can't come. This one part that you ain't going to be able to take, David. He said, you ain't going to take this part. We going to keep us a little calm. Okay, David say, okay. Let's see what David say and do in verse 7.
Verse number 7. 7 says, Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David.
Ain't that something? So the word Zion was already there before we got there. So they had a place called Zion. They had a place called, called Jerusalem. And David taken Zion, and David put his name on that. And David is who? Judah. See that? Another part in the southern kingdom. So when you see the word Zion, which was already there by the genocide, the inhabitants of the land, David said, I'm not, they had a castle called Zion. Little area called Zion, a castle of Zion. And David said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to knock that name down, and I'm going to put my name on it. Let's see what he said. Nevertheless, in verse 7, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. So David tells him, what he going to do? Put his name there. Read verse 9, him. Verse 9.
9 says, So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built around from Milo and inward.
You see that? So David took that little place called Zion and put his name there, city of David. But David's from the tribe of Judah. So I see you. We see the word Zion. David took it, but David's from the tribe of Judah. So the word Zion is polluted for Judah also. So you see how we learn something on the way of learning something? Zion is a polluted word for Judah. So here David, 2 Samuel 5 verse 7, Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. So it's like the point when you move in a place, don't you put your name there? Yeah. You don't leave the name on the mailbox of Willie Earl Henderson, and that's not your name. You take that name off the mailbox and put your name there. So now we found out two words was already in the land of Canaan. They have a song called the Jebusites, and they had the salt land, and they called it Jerusalem. Most of the children of Israel, they took all of Jerusalem down, burned with the, but they had a little corner left. They had a little corner left called Zion. They had a castle called Zion, and that was the Jebusite headquarters had a castle, and the name of it was called Zion, about 2 miles long. And David said, I'm going to whoop the Zion and put my name there. So Zion is now been destroyed by David, and David put his name there, David, and David from the tribe of Judah. So you see how you can learn something on the way of learning something. Now, that's good. So, that information is needs to be studied by the 6th Anointing Council a couple of times. And we gotta be prepared to teach on whatever level it is. So now we see the word Jerusalem, you know it means Judah. We see the word Zion, you know it means David. And David from the tribe of Judah too. So both words mean Judah. So with that understanding, we doing pretty good with that understanding. So now, Mother, hey, Mother E, now let's go back. We got to start winding this thing down now, Mother E. Time to get away from it just like this. Time has got away again. But we will start winding down, Mother. And we're going to look at a statement back in that book of Jubilee. You left off on verse 20. You left off on verse 20, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think you left off on verse 25. Oh, I think 25, right? You leave off on 25?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. We ain't worried about it. We just going to go to St. John chapter 10, Mother. We'll take care of tomorrow. Going to St. John, St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Let's even say in 10, 1 and 7, down to verse 12 in the closing statement. And remember the broadcast on tomorrow at 7:30. Let's even say in St. John chapter 10, verse 1, then 7, down to verse 10. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
St. John, chapter 10, verse 1, 7 down to verse 10. What did it say there, Mother? And the close of
St. John, chapter 10, verse 1, and verse 7 to 10. St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up from other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Verse 7. Then said Yahweh unto them, again, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 8. All that ever comes before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear him. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief comes not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm. So that's saying that we come on the broadcast. We come to give you life in his word. And we want everybody to have it more abundant. But we got to identify the thief that has changed things around and messed our peoples up in the brain. And we got to show soundly that the word Zion was already there before David got there, and the word Jerusalem was already there before Judah got there. These words is polluted. These is curse words come out of children of Israel mouth. When children of Israel use the word called Jerusalem or Zion, these is curse words that's coming from a cursed people that had no business in the land at all, period. Hey, Mother, close the statement. Take you back on the airway at 7:30 tomorrow. You on the clock for your closing statement. Come out.
Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the teachers and for the ones that's listening. And thank you, praising Yahweh that I'm able to listen to the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. All right, I was thinking to see if Sister Miriam back for our closing statement. Sister Miriam, if you're back for your closing statement, pick it up at verse 11 down to verse 16 of the book of St. John, 11 down to verse 16 and a closing statement, Sister Miriam. Sister Miriam, you're on the clock, St. John 10. Verse 11 down to verse 16, come up. Sister Miriam?
I'm here. So you said St. John 10?
St. John chapter 10, verse 11 down to verse 16. And the closing statement. That's what it says, St. John 10, verse 11 down to verse 16. And the closing statement, that's what the Miriam, come on.
St. John 10. My battery's going to run out. St. John 10, verse 11 through 16. St. John chapter 10, verse 11 through 16. And it reads, hallelujah, Yahuwah. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. 13. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. 15. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Hold that point before you get to close thing, because that's a big-time precept of them. He said he got other sheep that's not of this fold. See, Christianity will bring in hope for those that say, well, see, we are the other one. But no, when you precept the Bible, Sister Miriam, we'll find out who is this other that he got to bring in. We're going to find out who this other is by precepting the Bible. Let's run to Zechariah. Let's find out who this other is by when you precept the Bible. Because Christianity, Islam, and Judaism will say, well, see, that's us right there. Okay. Let's see what that hold up if you precept your Bible. Let's go to the 11th chapter, verse number 14 of Zechariah. Then give us a closing statement. Let's find out who this other sheep we have that's not of this fold. Let's precept the Bible and see who he's talking about. I got other sheep that I got to bring in that's not of this fold. Who are you talking about? Let's precept and find out. 11 verse 14, the closing statement of Zechariah.
Zechariah, chapter 11, verse 14. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Then I cut asunder my other staff, even Dan, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel.
You see that? So the other sheep that I have of not of this fold is not talking about the white man, the white woman, the Chinese man. It's talking about Northern Kingdom of Israel that am brought with from the covenant, and he's sending Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon to bring them back to the covenant. That's what he's talking about. See, Christianity has destroyed us. We are always ready to bring in other peoples in, and the other people is the Northern Kingdom of Israel, broke away in 722 and came to America, the land of Shem, and got off into paganism, and we got to reach and grab them and bring them back to you. That's what the other sheep is. The 10 tribes of Israel is right now off into the Roman Catholic Church and everything else, Guadalupe. You're the one we got to reach. Sister Mary, what the closing statement is, you're on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I'd like to come out of the book of Genesis, chapter 1, there from verse 26 to 28. And Yahuwah said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Yahweh created man in his own image. In the image of Yahweh created he him. Male and female created he them. And Yahweh blessed them. And Yahweh said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And so with that being said, it's I find this very interesting because it's Yahweh's desire that he wanted for his children when he created us. This was his desire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Back on airways tomorrow at 7:30. Back on airways tomorrow at 7:30. And also our class is live at 7:30 in all six locations. All right, execution mirroring in your part. A L of Mr. Till. What do it say in St. John 10:25 down to verse 28 in the closing statement, Elder? What it says in St. John chapter 10, verse 25 down to verse 28. Hey, Elder Mr. Kidd, what do the Bible say that we can read? St. John 10:25 down to verse 28. Elder Mr. Kidd, what is the Elder? St. John 10, verse 25 down to verse 28. What's what happened to his microphone at WCC, World Council Churches? Where am I here on the microphone?
You want me to get it?
Yeah, bring it out there. Bring it out there, Sister Mary.
St. John 10, verse 25 to 28. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Yahweh answered them, I told you, and you believe not, the work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse 26, but you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, 27, but my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah.
You see, he said, my sheep follow him. That's big business right there, Sister Mary. Well, what did he do that his sheep follow him on in 4:16 and 17 of the book of Matthew? What do he do? He said his sheep are going to follow him. What do he do? Let's see what he do and. In the book called Luke 4:16-17. What do we do there? What do you do?
Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And it reads, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the temple on the seventh day and stood up for to read. 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
Mm-hmm. So you see, his sheep hear him and follow him. So the son kept the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. He said his sheep hear him and they're going to follow him. Well, Paul was one of his sheep. What did Paul do in 18 verse 4 in the book of Acts? What did he do, Sister Miriam? 18 verse 4 of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 4. And it reads, hallelujah, why? And he answered in the temple, every Sabbath, and persuaded the Israelites and the Greeks.
Mm-hmm. So Paul was one of his sheep, and Paul went into the temple every Sabbath day. So that's when you're a sheep of the Almighty, when you follow him. He said, my sheep, hear me and follow me. And that's what we got to do. We're going to get back to this man. We got to hear him and follow him. That's what we got to follow. Mm-hmm. Let's get one more, verse in Matthew 16. We're sitting down. WCC, World Council Church, we're sitting down. I have to get us one more verse in. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 down to verse 16. Let's see what we can get out of that. Matthew chapter 16, 13 to 16, and we'll just break it off for here and we'll come back on airways tomorrow at 7:30, and then we'll get back to most. Matthew 16, 13 to 16. Sister Miriam, what does it say?
I didn't hear the first verse.
Matthew chapter 16, pick up verse 13 down. Verse number
6. Okay. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 16. And it reads, mm-hmm. When Yahuwah came into the coast of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Yahuwah, the son of man, am? 14. And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Isaiah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. 15. He said unto them, who say you that I am? 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Yahuwah, the son of the living Yahuwah.
So he said, you are Yahuwah the son of the living father, Yahuwah the father. That's what he said. That's who you are. I know who you are. Now, give me one more verse there. One more verse. Let me get one more in. Hey, WCC, let me get one more in. Let's see if get one more in. And 1 Samuel. Chapter 9. I want to get one verse in. 9:9. What it says in 1 Samuel 9:9. One more verse in. That's good enough. WCC. You're not. You can have your station back. 9:9.
1 Samuel 9:9.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. And it reads, before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahuwah, thus he spake, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
Oh. So when we see this word prophet, that word is a polluted word. For what word is that, Sister Miriam?
A seer.
A seer. That is a polluted word. The word prophet is a polluted word for the
people. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, so we'll cut it right there. So we said, Yahuwah be with all of the ones on the international side that enjoy the night. Blessing on KJD. Remember, tomorrow we're back on airway again at 7:30. So that's the Saturday time. And the number one thing, we got 6 locations from South Carolina all the way to Chicago. So call for details on 224-600-5579. If you were within 70 miles of any of the 6 locations, remember, we got to keep the Sabbath day. He says, my sheep hears me, and they'll follow me. And what he did, every Sabbath day, he got to the triple site. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. So, for the children of Israel, if you're going to follow this man to get to his kingdom, you got to follow his steps. He led by faith. other sheep that's not of his fold. And that's the northern kingdom that broke away and came to Shem's land called, now called America. But they're in the right place. They're part of paganism. They're part of the Roman Catholic Church paganism. So our job is to wake them up and let them know you're in the Roman Catholic Church. That's paganism. That is Satan the devil himself. Come back to the covenant, you Israelites. All over the known world. So Yahweh be with you all. I want to say it's long to the elders, the mothers, sisters, all that was on the class for tape 88. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom.